Pearson Rabbit's story begins with Dr. Stephanie Pearson, a passionate OB-GYN at the height of her career. But when a shoulder injury struck during a precipitous delivery, her dreams were shattered, leaving her unable to practice medicine. Determined to make a difference, Stephanie became an advocate for her peers, guiding them through the complex disability process. Stephanie founded Pearson Rabbit, a company determined to approach insurance differently. It's hard to imagine that a sudden illness or injury could leave you and your family in a devastating financial situation. Visit PearsonRabbits.com today to schedule your consultation with a Pearson Rabbits advisor. Welcome to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino, brought to you by Financial Residency. John owns Contract Diagnostics and is an expert on physician contract negotiation and compensation review. If you have an idea for a podcast or a question you would like for him to answer on one of his shows, please email podcast@financialresidency.com. Now grab your cup of Java and get ready for Coffee and Contracts with John Appino.
Private equity, it's something that you hear a lot out there, and there's starting to be some legislation and rulemaking around private equity in healthcare. Hey, everybody. This is John with Contract Diagnostics, and I'm reading an article here. It talks about private equity acquisitions and how they've grown sevenfold since 2012. Why does this matter? Well, as we've seen, physicians go from private practice into hospital employed as part of a long-term trend, which I think is going to be reversed a little bit in the next 5 years. But as we've seen, private practice physicians, the ones who said, no, I don't want to be employed by the hospital, I'm going to have my own practice. We've seen a trend of those being bought up by private equity companies. Now, what's a private equity company? Well, I think we all know here, a private equity company is somebody that has the money from private individuals, and it goes out and it invests in companies that they think will be successful, typically with a 4 or a 5 year exit. So they have certain goals and financial metrics that they want to meet, and sell their equity stake in 4 or 5 years is a typical exit for a private equity acquisition. So how does this impact healthcare? How does it impact physicians? Well, a physician may join a private practice thinking that they're going to be a partner, but the practice may sell to private equity before that individual physician is a partner, leaving that physician to be employed by the private equity, the same as all the other former partners in the group did. So that's how it could impact you as a young physician if you're looking at joining a private practice group and becoming a partner in the future. There's lots of ways we could look at physician contracts and give you guys advice on how you could ask questions and maybe even items that you could have inserted into the contract that would help defray the risk of a practice selling to private equity prior to you being a partner in the practice. If you are a private practice physician and you're a partner in your group, you may get approached by private equity. So what does this mean? Well, obviously they might want to buy your business. I don't know how your articles are set up and how the voting of your company goes, but you would likely get a bid from them. You would vote on it, and then you would have a earnout. So they don't want to just buy your company and have you ride away. They want you to sit there and grow it. They want you to continue to performing it because they know that patients come because of the people that work there. And of course, they're going to try to maximize their investment. So what will they do? Well, they might make inroads into how they're going to code. They may coach you guys. They may inform you on other things and items and add-ons, if you will. No different than if I owned a coffee shop, I could try to sell donuts. I could try to add on a croissant. I could try to upgrade their coffee from a medium to a large to get more in terms of revenue from each one of my customers at the coffee shop. And they will do the same with you. They will tell you how they want you to run the practice. They could consolidate expense centers. So obviously a private equity with lots of resources can sit and consolidate things like malpractice insurance or how they're going to allocate a 401k and the fees that they're paying on that. They could consolidate benefits and save for your staff the benefits, maybe even give your staff better benefits for a lesser price. We have those economies of scale, as we would call it. But it's not always a good thing for the physicians, especially if you're joining a private practice with hopes of being a partner. It's a very bad thing for you. We've taken a lot of upset emails from physicians that didn't work with us on their initial contract on how they have lost out on their private practice partnership opportunity. If you're in a partnership, it could benefit you in great ways. It could also be a detriment to how you control your schedule, how you run your business, because now you have a boss, if you will. to control how you bill and what you do and those types of things. Of course, the private equity is going to tell you that they're not going to practice medicine. That's a physician's job. But they're going to give you some suggestions. And of course, you want the equity investment to turn off, to turn on, because you likely have equity in the parent company as well. And of course, you got to stick around for 4 or 5 years before you can ride off into the sunset. But it also impacts communities. And that's why we're seeing a government official start to look into private equity acquisitions of physician groups. We know that if a private equity organization controls much of a market, say they own 50%, which is what the article references, one private equity company may own 50% or 60% of oncology practices or ophthalmology practices or dermatology practices in a certain market. They now have pricing control. They now, you could look at it as an unfair market where there's not as much competition as there would be if you had multiple hospitals and multiple physician practices each vying for the same consumer. So I think we're going to see a little bit of government action into private equity acquisitions in the healthcare space, mainly physician practices. Because I think what the FTC, what the government's going to see is it does restrict the choice of patients. They maybe have only one place to go to. It does give too much power in terms of pricing structure in some entities. Now, of course, it might be a good thing if you're negotiating for higher reimbursements from a managed care company. It may be a bad thing if a dermatology practice can unilaterally set prices in the market because they own the entire market and there's a big cash pay in terms of what those patients or where those patients would be able to go. So private equity is neither good nor bad, but it's one of those things that I think everybody should take a look into, whether you're an employed physician and you might seek employment elsewhere, whether you're a new grad going to join a partnership for the future and hope you can become a partner, or whether you're a partner right now in a group and you're considering selling out to private equity, or you take those phone calls and you're considering your risk equation moving forward. If we can help with any questions around private equity, employment, private practice, or anything else relating physician contracts, feel free to give us a call at Contract Diagnostics. You can always log on to contractdiagnostics.com and set up a free inquiry call with one of our folks here, and we can do everything we can to help you. It's why we started this company 13 years ago, and we look forward to connecting with you.
Now a final word from our sponsor. At Pearson Rabbits, they understand that life can change in an instant. Visit www.pearsonrabbits.com today and embark on a journey of safeguarding your future.
Thank you for listening to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino. If you need a contract reviewed or want to know if you are being paid fairly, go to contractdiagnostics.com. See you next time.